Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden says Ukraine's courage is an example to the whole world as President Zelensky pushes for fast action on NATO membership.
No fast track to NATO membership, but
all our allies agreed Ukraine's future lies in NATO.
President Joe Biden speaking as the Vilnius summit wrapped up with powerful new pledges of support for Ukraine from NATO and from the G7 for Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ukrainian delegation is bringing home significant security victory for the Ukraine, for our country, for our people.
Going home to continue fighting a war the NATO allies know Vladimir Putin must not be allowed to win. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
There's good news on the latest inflation check. The government says consumer prices last month were up 3% over a year ago. That's the best showing in 2 years. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The core rate, which strips out food and energy, which are volatile items, was up by 4.8% from a year ago, and that was a better reading than expected.
The 3 people killed, 14 hurt, when a Greyhound bus crashed into 3 tractor trailers parked along an exit to a rest area along Interstate 70 early this morning in southern Illinois. David Cherno was sleeping in one of those big rigs.
I was in the air when I woke up, and I'm not saying woke up, just kind of trying to wake up. And then I got up, got my shoes on, and there was a gentleman that got out of the bus, and then we went and tried to help assist get everybody out of the bus.
A major flood recovery effort underway in Vermont, which was pummeled by 2 days of heavy rain. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore says it has people comparing it to Hurricane Irene just over a decade ago.
After 2011, I never thought I'd see this again. I mean, this was like a 1 in 500 year, you know, flood event across this area. In some places, it was 1 in 1,000 years. But Vermont is not a big business state. It's small businesses. It's tourism. And when you knock that out during the height of the season, that's a very bad thing.
It's another scorching hot day in the Southwest. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports forecasters say there's no relief in sight.
After 12 straight days of temperatures, high temperatures of at least 110 degrees, people here in Phoenix are just looking for anything to get a break from this brutal temperatures. We saw some businesses around in the Phoenix area that were using misters, and business owners are telling us that can drop the air temperature by about 30 degrees.
Hollywood's film and TV studios and the Screen Actors Guild are locked in last-ditch talks today ahead of a midnight deadline to avoid the second labor strike in the industry. A mediator is involved in things now. Wall Street, the Dow is up 285. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that. My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of the upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, July 13th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 in Merrill, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The PACE Commission will meet at 11 by teleconference. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Executive Committee will meet at 11:30 at the ADRC CW in Wausau. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5 at the Jordan Park East Lodge. The Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at 1462 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30 at the Highway Department in Adams. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI.
Todd.
That's how it goes. United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
That's how it goes. Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
That's how it goes. Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We've got Greg Bach on the board today. And I'm very excited for our guest at 11:30. You actually booked this guest.
Heck yeah, I did.
You know that today is actually considered the slowest day of sports all year long.
Why is that?
I don't know, but so it's the day after the MLB All-Star game, and basically none of the big four North American leagues have any competitive games. There's no NBA, there's no NFL, there's no MLB, no NHL. There is Wimbledon.
Yeah, that was gonna say.
I saw you ooh, itching to get that out.
I'm big issue.
In general, this is considered a slow sports day, but we're still gonna talk about sports because Milwaukee Pro Soccer is coming.
Yes, it is.
So we have Colin Kaloya, said that right? Kaloya, who is the chief operating officer for Milwaukee Pro Soccer. He'll be here at 11:30 to talk about what it takes to create a team from scratch, basically, because that is what's happening in Milwaukee. They're finding a name, they're building a stadium, and so we're very excited about it.
I've definitely voted many times for the names.
Do you have are you going to tell him what your favorite name is?
Absolutely, I'm going to. Tune in at 11:33 for more information.
But also, if you have questions for him, for Colin, as far as what the team is going to... Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here for you.
For Connor, 844-967-2789. Shoot us a text or give us a call during the segment to talk about pro soccer coming to Milwaukee. But for right now, I want to talk about this Jonah Hill thing. And it's, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I debated whether or not to even bring this up on the show for multiple reasons. One, I feel like we don't typically get into like celebrity gossip BS on this show because mostly I don't really care, you know, like as the tit for tat zeitgeist of like pop culture stuff that is very online. I don't always, find it that interesting. But also, I think sometimes the audience that is listening to us live versus podcasts versus people who are very habitually online on TikToks and Twitters and such, not having always having the best feel of like, what is the crossover there? So like, is anyone else going to find this interesting? But I'll give some background on it. But this is bubbled up because I feel like I personally have experienced the other side of this. So I care less about like, this is a lot of dirty laundry that you can debate whether or not this is any of the public's business that we should be talking about. It's kind of like what happened, you know, when the world started, everyone had an opinion about the slap heard around the world with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Sometimes things happen in celebrity culture that create a bigger conversation. Let's put it that way. And it's not so much about the nuances of this specific case, because I don't really give a crap about Jonah Hill, but more of like a bigger conversation around what does this mean about like relationship dynamics. But let me go back and actually try to explain what happened for anyone who like is like, who's Jonah Hill?
Wow.
Do you think, is he famous enough that like, do you think there's people out there right now who are like listening to the show and like, who, I don't know who Jonah Hill is.
I think that Jonah Hill has been in enough movies, TVs, animated, that kind of thing where you've heard the name. You might not be able to put a face to it, but I feel like everyone's heard the name Jonah
Hill. Or if
Hill.
You've seen his face, you know him.
Yeah.
So he is like, is he a household name? He's pretty, I think he's pretty close to a household
name. I'd say he's a household
name. Moneyball, Don't Look Up. I mean, he's been in a bunch of the...
I'll text my mom and say, hey, mom, do you know who Jonah Hill is?
Mama Bach.
Yeah, hold on.
Debbie Bry, if you're listening right now, do you know who Jonah Hill is?
Hi, Debbie Bry.
It's a good litmus test. All right, so Jonah Hill's an actor, been around for a long time, comedian. He's been nominated for Oscar. I mean, I think he was nominated for an Oscar for Moneyball and for Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Successful actor. And over the weekend, his ex, who he was like 15 years older than, so there was already like a pretty big age gap, but she's a professional surfer and model. Her name's Sarah Brady, and she posted a series of text exchanges between her and her now ex for over a year. They've been broken up for a while, Jonah Hill. And in the slew of texts, they basically show that Hill is demanding of her to remove Instagram photos of herself in swimsuits, turn down modeling jobs, avoid casual and professional contact with male surfers, and forego friendships with women he deems unstable. And basically invoking their couple's therapist to convey the weight of his demands. So this was one of the quotes. Quote, if you need surfing with men, boundaryless, inappropriate friendships with men to model, to post photos of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships with women who are in unstable places, and from your wild recent past beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful, I'm not the right partner for you, reads one of the texts. These are my boundaries for a romantic relationship or romantic partnership. And there's a lot more than where that comes from. And so you can debate whether or not she should have posted these. And in her defense, I guess I've seen since she now, because he's obviously the more famous of the two in her life since them breaking up, like he constantly is brought up to her.
Yeah.
Like people are constantly talking about him and bringing him up because they dated and it was public. And she kind of got to the point where like she couldn't be okay without having the truth out there, because ultimately he was always going to be part of her past and she was going to be attached to him indefinitely. And she's also young. She's still only like in her early 20s. But so the conversation around this has been like using language like boundaries and this is my standards and you can take it or leave it. And like using like therapy speak to then be still controlling in a relationship and trying to control your partner's behavior. And, you know, and then there's some people like, I think this is totally, there's like, everyone has an opinion about basically sex, like either saying that he's totally fine. And, you know, if this is what the standards are, if you can't be on the same page, then you shouldn't be together at all, which is true. But also like, I think the thing that resonates for me is he knew she was a surfer when they started dating.
Yeah.
He knew she was a model when they started dating. And I think it comes to sometimes, and I don't necessarily want to make this about a men versus women thing and men do this to women, because I think that there's plenty of women who start dating men thinking that they'll change. And obviously that doesn't even broach the topic of same-sex relationships and how that works. But I think there is sometimes the things that attract us most to a person then becomes the things that we want to diminish and control once we are actually in a relationship with that person. Because we know what we were attracted to is what other people are attracted to, and our insecurity pops up to make that less.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can protect it and keep it as ours. And I have certainly been on the receiving end of that, of being a charismatic, loud, opinionated, you know, this thing that I think has been like men have been attracted to and then gotten into relationships with and then tried to like snuff out. And it's like, this is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
And I think that is the thing that stuck out to me as far as this situation specifically, of this thing of wanting to date someone. And once you are dating them, the reason you wanted to date them, make sure no one else can have it.
Well, he uses the term, these are my boundaries. That's not what those are.
That's
those
not
are
what a boundary
conditions.
Is.
Those are rules. Those are, that is horrible behavior. And I don't care that she posted them, because we wouldn't care if this woman was posting her text messages about the guy that no one knew. This kind of behavior needs to be known, and people need to be shown that this is who this person is. And if you are a person in this situation, how to relate, how to see the signs. And I mean, that's, I have no problem with people knowing it's him, because he's acting like a total jackwad.
What? I mean, I don't know. Like, the whole celebrity side of it, because if it was just someone who was, if it was a nobody and they were just posting it, and I don't know, in the world of TikTok, I've certainly have seen people who are not celebrities have their relationship woes blow up and everyone, you know, you invite. I mean, that's the whole point of like the segment from Reddit that we do every once in a while on Fridays, which is Am I the Sphincter, of people airing their dirty, their dirty laundry. Granted, it's usually anonymously, to have people weigh in on. And so you do, you know, the topic of doing it as a, but it gets elevated, obviously, once you're a celebrity. But I, you know, I would, if you have a thoughts on this, like I said, I debated whether or not to talk about this, because I know online this is a very, very dominant conversation this
it's
week.
It's hot on the,
it's
on the,
hot on the
social medias.
And lots of people have an opinion, but I wanted to weigh in just because, like I said, it's something that struck me reading it, regardless of the celebrity nature of it, of in relationships when this weird thing happens, of the thing that you were attracted to becomes a thing that you don't want to shine anymore. And I think it's for fear of it being taken away from you.
Or outshining you.
Or outshining you. And I don't know, because it's interesting, because she clearly was doing all of the stuff that he said, these are my boundaries, before they started dating. She's an influencer. She's a model. She's a surfer. Like, her job is basically to be in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Like,
and from the last time I checked, not that I know a ton about surfing, pretty sure it's still a male-dominated sport. And so if you're going to be a professional or even a, you know, semi-pro surfer, you're going to be around a lot of men.
I want you to surf in a parka.
And I guess that's the thing. If he's like, these are my boundaries, it's like, all right, well, I guess we aren't going to be together. But then it layers in a whole bunch of dynamics about age and power, because he was definitely more famous and a lot older than her. But I don't know. If you have immediate thoughts on this, we'll keep it going through the next segment. But we got to take a break. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From a cloudy and chillier day here at Winterfield, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will host the Green Bay Rockers for a doubleheader. And good morning, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game for the Rafters yesterday where they took down Madison, sweeping the series. They won 4-2, in which a game they out-hit the Mallards 11-9. They had some big performances all around and guys that really stepped up, and specifically 5-6-7 in the batting order. Garrett Broussard went 2-for-4. Jorge Degatti went 2-for-4. And Chris Conniff also went 2-for-4. So they all combined for six hits, and for them it was big. It was a lot of guys that really got involved, and you had everybody in the batting order except Luke Hansen at least get a hit. So that was a big thing. It was an all-around team performance, and Madison made it interesting. In the bottom of the ninth, they got a run, but the Rafters held them to just getting three outs. The bases were loaded with two down, but it was a ground ball over to Hansen, and that really did it. Wisconsin Rapids started it with a run in the second, a run in the third, and then two runs in the fifth, thanks to Garrett Broussard, who came on once again, a two-run shot to left field. It was his second home run in three games, so he's really started to swing the bat better. Green Bay, a team, first half division champions in the Great Lakes West Division. They went 21-15. Rafters went 20-15, so they had the game more, and they won by a half game. So they're a team right now that is 4-4 in the second half. They're 25-19 overall, and they had a big win last night against the Wausau Woodchucks, winning 8-3. But this is a power-hitting team. This team can get on all facets of the game, specifically, but at the plate, though, for them. Batting .261 as a team, that's sixth in the Northwoods League. They have 389 hits, which goes for third, and they also have 227 RBIs. They're also a team on the other side of the ball, though, that can really get it done. They have a .969 fielding percentage, which is tied for fourth in the league, and for them, a 16th in the league for an ERA of 5.36, but they lead the league in home runs. That's the big stat right there at 36. They have a lot of guys that really can get involved for them. So as for the Rafters, they're looking to Jacob Rosenkrantz, who's given the nod. He'll start on the mound today, a guy that has a 3-1 record. So the grad transfer headed to Missouri Baptist, the NAIA powerhouse, next season. He graduated from Valparaiso, so he's looking to go into a little bit smaller of collegiate ball, but He's expected to get a lot of work, so he's excited for that. Rosencrantz, a 3-1 record. Levi Jensen will be at catcher today. So Jensen, the returning Rafter, back in the lineup. He wasn't in yesterday as Hogan Ligzo was given the start at the two position. Garrett Broussard back at first. We saw him there yesterday, so he'll be here once more. And the exact same infield as it was yesterday. Broussard at first, Chris Conniff at second, Jorge Degatti at third, and Luke Hansen at shortstop. Anthony Gallison will be slotted in at left field. Ty Johnson at center, and Brendan Bobo at right field. So the Rockers on their end are going with Cooper Dossett, a guy who's getting the start on the mound for them. He's got a 1-2 record overall. So Dossett will be getting the start. He got a win versus Kenosha, a loss versus Battle Creek, and also Lakeshore. He's only had 18 innings of work, so it'll be interesting to see how he gets going today, as Luke Moeller will be at the catcher's position, and Matthews at first, Blake Wilson at second, Nainoa Cardenas at third, Zane Zielinski at shortstop, Austin Folley at left, Kyler Zukowski at center, and at right field, Jake Holman. So Holman will be at right. And for the Rockers, they're a team that's just 4-4 right now. So Jack Holman at right field, yes, at a UCLA. So he's a guy that really can play any position. He's specifically in the outfield, but we've seen him in kind of a second base at times. So he bats a 245. So he's a guy that really can get going. And the Rafters, for them today to continue their success, they're just going to have to keep hitting well on the offensive side. They have had scored 30 runs and 37 hits in the past three games. They've outscored their opponents by 18. So winners of three straight, they won versus Traverse City and swept Madison. And all their wins against Madison, except for one, have come at Warner Park. So they really had a lot of success down there in Madison, but they're looking to today. They haven't met with the Rockers back since June the 21st. It was a doubleheader between these two teams, so they're doing it once again today. They met a lot early in the early parts of the season. A lot of times they seem like every week they're meeting for a two-game series, so it's been a bit of a separation, but a time has passed between these two teams. The Rockers, for them, they've already clinched that playoff berth. So they're just looking to continue to get better as a team before playoffs start in about a month or so. So Rafters, for them, it's just about hitting the ball and getting guys home. Their pitching has really improved and has been doing that all season. A 3.27 ERA, which is first in the league. They're fourth in the least amount of errors, and they're second in double plays. So their defense in the infield is really not the problem. It comes to the offensive side. Can they get runs in? And you take it back to the second game, the first game against Madison. They only had eight hits, but they had 10 runs. So that was a big thing of getting guys home, putting guys in scoring position, and getting those timely hits. So we'll find out between these two teams. Getting set, first pitch of this doubleheader, a long day of baseball. We'll be coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll take a break here on WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So back here inside Witter Field as Cellcom Kids Day to lead off in the first game. So the kids have made their way into the ballpark, and it's great to see. Not a perfect day for baseball, I should say. It's about 70 degrees and cloudy here. Expected rain in the forecast, so we'll keep an eye on that. But first pitch is in about 5 minutes, 11:35. The second game starts at 6:35, so a two games in one type of day. So it will be a key part for the Raptors to stay healthy and stay fit throughout this game. They're going to have to conserve their energy because Kirk Schreider down there right now as Chris Kreplin for the Green Bay Rockers. So both coaches meeting down with the umpires as Brandon Hastings will be behind home plate today. Gary Glover at first and Brandon Ottens at third. So it will be an umpire crew that's going to have a full day of baseball. 18 innings appeared in. So that will be the big thing for the Raptors, just getting guys to continue to play well. And last time these two teams met was a doubleheader where they split the series. So Jacob Rosenkrantz, a guy to get the nod here in the first game. Mitchell Whitcamp is the expected starter in the second game. So Rosenkrantz going against a team that has a lot of guys that are ready to make an impact. They can get hits in abundance. So a team that leads the league in home runs with 36, you always have to keep an eye on. So the Raptors, for them, Nolan Sailors will be getting in the leadoff spot. He's DHing today. So Sailors, Gallison, Johnson will be the first three. Bobo, Broussard, and Conniff are 4, 5, and 6. And Degani, Hansen, and Jensen to round out the order in 7, 8, and 9. Zane Zielinski will be leading off. Blake Wilson, second. Carlos Hernandez will be DHing. Jack Coleman batting fourth. Nainoa Cardenas will be fifth. Luke Moeller, sixth. Mateo Matthews at 7. And Austin Folly at 8. And Kyler Zukowski, the Creighton teammate of Nolan Sailors and Haligzo, and also Vitek as well. So he'll be batting in the ninth spot. Raptors and the Rockers getting set here in about 3 minutes or so. It will be a big key for the Raptors to continue this win streak. Already three in a row right now. They remind you, they started 1-4. So they are back to getting like themselves, and they knew they needed to get like this, and they knew that it was going to come. It was just about getting hits in, and excited to see Ty Johnson back in the lineup, who wasn't in there yesterday. So for him, he'll be batting third and at center field. The Raptors a little bit low on outfielders right now. Harrison Didwick is out. He's inactive. So Gallison, Johnson, and Bobo, also Sailors as well, but he's DHing. So once again, we see Sailors and Gallison in the 1-2 spot in the batting order, just like they did yesterday. And they did pretty well for themselves. They both played a big role, and it comes to when it came to the scoring and also came to the hitting as well. So can they find ways to continue that here today? That will be the big key. So guys are taking the stage right now. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, Better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So we head here to the top of the first inning to lead off Zane Zielinski. We'll be leading off for the Rockers, Jacob Rosenkrantz, looking in on his first pitch, and he'll serve in on a strike, and it finds on the inside edge. So Zielinski out of the University of Illinois Chicago, and a junior from Chicago, Illinois, batting a 280. He's got 7 hits on the season with an RBI as well. The 0-1 comes up and finds the inside of the zone, 0-2. So no balls and 2 strikes. 6 runs in total for Zielinski. So the shortstop today, down on the count, Rosenkrantz will set in fire and fouled off on the right side. The Rafters in their white tops with the maroon logos on the front, the maroon numbers on the back, and the black leggings as well. As for the Rockers in their all blue tops with the red Rockers logo across the front of their jersey, and on the back of the jerseys they have their red numbers, so they have the gray leggings as well. The 0-2 from Rosenkrantz up in high for a ball, 1-2. So Zielinski, his shortstop, down on the count, 1-2. Rosenkrantz, for him, he's appearing in his 9th game with a 3-1 record. He won versus Lakeshore, Madison, and Fond du Lac. And then he lost versus the Chinooks as he throws in the fourth offering, and it hits the back of Zielinski, so he'll take first. So Rosenkrantz was ahead in the count, but unfortunate that he hits Zielinski, hit by a pitch. So Blake Wilson will step in, the second baseman from Kansas State, batting a 250, and a Parker, Colorado native, 19 hits and 4 RBIs. Rosenkrantz has 30 innings of work. He's allowed 26 hits, 7 runs, and 17 strikeouts. A .90 ERA for him, which is quite impressive. So the first offering up in high on a fastball, 1-0. He clocked in at 89 on the last pitch. So down on the count, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. And a swing and a curveball. And finds the right edge of the zone, 1-1. Rosenkrantz grew up in Houston, Texas. Moved to Lincolnshire, Illinois when he was around 14. So a grad transfer added to Missouri Baptist next season. And the 1-1 and a swing and a pop-up right side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He was ahead in the count against Zielinski, but it was a hit by a pitch. So the count is 1-2 early in this game on this long day of baseball, the doubleheader. So Blake Wilson will see the fourth offering, and a throw from Jensen to Conniff at second. He tags him out. A stealing Zielinski was not successful. As an assist from Levi Jensen, the putout from Conniff. So that was big. Raptors get one down. Two balls, two strikes now. Great chemistry between Conniff, Degani, and Hansen. And was put on display yesterday. The 2-2 and a swing and a hard hit fly ball into Ty Johnson in center. And walks over to it. Reaches out to his left and lets that ball just drop into the glove for two down. So the DH, Carlos Hernandez, out of Anderson University from Buford, Georgia. Batting a 328, 23 RBIs in 45 hits. Also has four home runs out of the 36 for Green Bay. So the first pitch comes in and just outside of the right side of the zone for a ball. So 1-0 count. Carlos Hernandez has the highest batting average in this order today as he'll foul one right side, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Hernandez batting third in the order. It was Zielinski hit by pitch, was thrown out at second. Wilson flew up to center. So two down for the Raptors. One away here, top of the first. The 1-1 from Rosencrantz on a swing and a miss on the inside. 1-2 gets him with a breaking ball at 85. So Rosencrantz hasn't gotten the start against the Rockers yet. He'll serve in the 1-2, foul just off the top of the bat, and goes backside. Rosencrantz at Valparaiso on a 2-2 record. He only appeared in 12 games, so frustrated that he couldn't get more games, but he's excited for his next journey at Missouri Baptist. And the 1-2 on a curveball, swing and a miss for strike three. So Rosencrantz records his first strikeout. The Raptors go three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the first, scoreless through a half inning. We'll step away.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning as the Raptors go 1-2-3, top of the first. So Nolan Sailors will lead off. He's had five hits on 37 at-bats in total. Batted a 135. So it will be big for him to get that leadoff position once again. Went 1-for-4 yesterday. So was able to grab his fifth hit. So he has four RBIs as well. So the Creighton outfielder who played shortstop in high school And talking with him, he said, well, outfield is a lot more easier than shortstop. Well, he's DHing today, so 4 runs as well. He'll face Cooper Dossett at the University of Arkansas. So the Springdale, Arkansas native, 8 games appeared in with a 1-2 record. He'll fire in on a fastball that goes way in. So Sailor's the left-hander. A win versus Kenosha, a loss versus Battle Creek and Lakeshore. So Dossett's had 18 innings of work. He's allowed 15 hits and 9 runs. The 1-0 and a swing and a miss. 1-1. A 4.5 ERA. So playing his collegiate ball for the Razorbacks in the SEC. Dossett, the right-hander, stands on the first base side of the mound. He'll look, kick high, and fire the 1-1 on a swing. And a hard ground ball over to Wilson at second. Scoops it up in the glove, and the fire over to first is right on time. So ground out from Sailors, and this brings up Anthony Gallison. 22 hits on 83 at-bats. Batting a 265. He's got 9 RBIs and 9 runs. 1 down. And Dossett will set in. He'll look high. And the first offering to Gallison bounces away. And it comes in for a ball. One out. 1-0 count. Taking a deep breath is Dossett. He'll kick high and serve, and he's swinging a weak ground ball that goes into the glove of Dossett, reaches out to his left, fields it up in the glove, and the throw to first is right on time, and it's very easy for him. So that was an easy ground out. 2 straight of them for the Raptors. Ty Johnson batting third. So a lot of the time we've seen him in the top of the order, but here batting third, so a lineup change in the sense of the order. So Johnson leading the team in hits and at-bats with 44. He's also got 144 at-bats, batting a 306. 20 RBIs as well, so the center fielder against Dossett, who's been good so far, and throws up on a curve out of the zone, up high for a ball 1-0. Johnson has had 23 runs as well. And he's made a lot of great contacts with the ball. An on-base percentage of a 768. The 1-0 to Johnson, out and away, 2-0. 2-0 count. So fastball at 90. Cooper Dossett looking for his 22nd strikeout. 4.5 ERA. And here, bottom of the first. One away for Green Bay. And the 2-0 and a swing and a shallow ground ball over to second in Wilson. Fields it up in the throw to first is right on time for an easy third out. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rockers. 6 straight outs between these two teams. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning as Jack Coleman, the right fielder, will lead off for the Rockers out of UCLA. So a Bruin then plays his collegiate ball in the Pac-12 from Wrightwood, California. That's a 245 with 13 hits. Rosencrantz serves in the first pitch and it comes high for a ball. So the Rafters went 1-2-3 on the defensive side. A swing and a miss on the outside, 1-1. Solinsky was hit by a pitch, but he got thrown out at second. Wilson flew out to center and Hernandez struck out. Green Bay responded with three straight ground outs. And the 1-1 clips to left edge, finds the strike zone, 1-2. So Rosencrantz dealing so far with one strikeout. And the 1-2 outside for a ball, 2-2. Jack Coleman, he also has a home run as well. He's crossed home plate six times. Two balls, two strikes. You're top of the second with the first batter. As the 2-2 out and away. On the inside, four balls. So the count runs full 3-2. Jacob Rosencrantz looking in once again. He'll fix his hat, step high in the payoff, and fouled on the inside of the ankle for Holman. So interesting for Rosencrantz in high school, he achieved the two letters in swimming as well. So earned three varsity letters in baseball and two in swimming. And the payoff fouled top of the bat, back behind home plate. So staying alive is Holman. The count is full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. A full count, Rosencrantz will come set and serve in on a fastball that goes inside, pushes right of the zone for a ball. So a walk, which allows Holman to get to first. That's the first walk we've seen. So Nainoa Cardenas out of the University of Hawaii. Batting a 167, he's a Kapa Hawaii native. 10 hits and 8 RBIs, so the right-hander slotted in at third base today. Rosencrantz will come set and fire and sweep the right part, finds the strike zone. That one wanted a fastball at 88. So no balls to strike. That one one count. Rosencrantz looks over at first and getting back to the bag in time is Holman. So this is the second runner on for the Rafters, for the Rockers in the game. Rosencrantz, the kick high, the serve, and a curveball that once again paints the right edge, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Looking for his second strikeout. The step high, the 0-2 to Cardenas, and finds the right side of the zone on a curveball once again for strike three. So three straight strikes, and Cardenas goes down looking. So Luke Moeller, an Arizona Wildcat from Scottsdale, batting a 238 with 10 hits and 7 RBIs. He also has three runs as well, so a swing and a weak ground ball over to Conniff at second. Turns quickly, throws it to Hanson. The throwback to first is not in time. So Holman goes down at second, but Moeller just gets there in the nick of time. He beats it out, and we'll get to first. So gets on base on a fielder's choice. Mateo Matthews out of Wagner College plays his collegiate ball with Alec Burnett and also his second baseman, Chris Conniff. So a little bit of rain has trickled in here to Wisconsin Rapids, but that's not slowing anything down right now. Mateo Matthews, a batting average of a 262, and a swing and a line drive that drops into right field before Bobo can get to it. As on his way to third is Holman. The throw from Bobo to Degatti is just a little bit late. So getting the third in time was Moeller. Moeller to third, and at first is Matthews. So a base hit, and now the Rockers put themselves in scoring position. A almost 9-5 put out, but Austin Folley out of the University of Kentucky, he'll step in now. And Rosencrantz throws a curve outside of the zone, 1-0. So at first is Matthews, at third is Moeller. And this one is a line drive that just drifts away to the left field side on a foul ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with two down. Runners at first and third. The first hit of the game belongs to Matthews. One count. Austin Folley batting eighth in the order. And the 1-1 on a skied ball that pulls away right field side out of play. That's a 171 Folley does with seven hits as well. He also has a home run this season. One ball, two strikes. Rosencrantz with already two strikeouts through seven batters. And the 1-2 up and high on the upstairs edge. Four ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two down. Rosencrantz, the fifth offering, kicks high and fires. And that one's lined away right field side out of play. So Folley, the left fielder today. We've seen him at third base for the Rockers. Can play infield, can play outfield. 2-2 count with two down. Deuces across the board. Rosencrantz, the long stare at home. Runners at first and third for Green Bay. They're knocking on the door here in the top of the second. The 2-2 curveball up high for ball three, so count is full. 3-2 with two down. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Rosencrantz with the ball in his glove. He'll look down at home, and the 3-2 and fouled back side as Mateo Matthews was on his way to second. So Moeller at third, Matthews at first. Matthews with a base hit in the right field that advanced Moeller from first to third. Rosencrantz has given up a hit. He's had two strikeouts. He'll come set once again, the payoff. And a ground ball lifted left side out of play. Rosencrantz already on two strikeouts. He's got 19 total on the season, looking to make it number 20. Two down, the 3-2 to Folley, and he drives this one out of play. Fouled on the right side, so staying alive is Folley, working the count. And Rosencrantz getting up in the pitch count. He's up to 37 pitches in total. Three balls, two strikes, two down. The count is full and sets the payoff upstairs for ball four. So Folley does well to work the count. He'll take first. Matthews is second, and Moeller remains at third. So the base is loaded, and this takes us to the bottom of the order. Kyler Zukowski, a Creighton Blue Jay, batting a 200 with 19 hits as well. 17 RBIs and 17 runs. So slotted in at center field. The bases are loaded for the Rockers. And a swing and a miss for Zukowski. Rosencrantz gets ahead in the count. So Zukowski teammates with Ligzo, Vitak, and also Nolan Sailors. 0-1 count. The base is juiced. Rosencrantz will fire up and high for a ball. 1-1. A right field line drive for Matthews. And that's been the only hit so far. The 1-1 to Zukowski, and a swing and a pop-up. Running after it is Broussard, who makes the catch just in the nick of time before the dugout of Green Bay. So he gets the third out. One hit for the Rockers.